Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Bit of the bubbly.
The Monday Night Messiah.
For the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Boys and girls, people of all ages, no, nothing's wrong. I know it's not PC Tunney. It's the phenomenal AJB actually taking the hosting duties for today, but that doesn't mean we don't have the greatest tag team never, the commissioner, PC Tunney, and the scientist, the architect, all of the fun little things that we got with DPP. How you guys doing?
The fuck happened? Did I lose a bet or something? What the fuck's going on here?
Did we lose a war? That's not America. That's not even Mexico.
No, it's a privilege and an honor to be on the DWI podcast hosted by AJ Belez today.
Yeah, I know. This is still scary for me. So that's why I'm currently drinking a little bit just to shake the nerves off here.
You had 1 year of prep. 1 year of prep. I think that's about the same amount of time I got before I hosted. And guess what? Never got to host DWI again.
Oh, crap. Well.
It wasn't by, hopefully, it was by choice.
You didn't want to. Hold on. Before that bus backs up, let's just explain everything to the people here. Yeah.
Go ahead and explain. Where was this magnificent one-time only scientist deal?
That was a while back.
I couldn't tell you.
It was in the first 50 episodes, maybe, hey?
Had to have been, at least, yeah. Yeah. We gave it a shot. PC does a fantastic job with hosting duties. And, I let him do his thing.
I get a lot of press. I get a lot of practice.
That helps. Jeez, I got my own show now, so I'm good.
I was about to say, it's all good. And Tony doesn't have to like run in and interfere or say, like, no, this is bad. This is my show. Like, he's going to do probably next week.
Listen, who knows how long your hosting duties will last here. They could be over. They could be over before the show is even over. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I've never even been on a winner as you, and I'm not saying that because I want to be on it, but or need to be on it. But at some point when it's right, it will happen. But like this radio network, really, let's pimp that real quick. Chairshot Radio Network. Think about where we started with the different shows we had, and now if you search Chairshot Radio Network, any streaming device or your favorite streaming platform, I'm sorry, or just go to thechairshot.com and you can listen right there. You get a daily podcast every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern. Brand new content every single day with Chairshot Radio. And then on top of that, 90% of the time, you get two more podcasts with brand new content every day. So we're giving you three shows a day of brand new content 7 days a week. I think that's pretty awesome. And, you know, we just finished up the Mania Madness special. That's something you can go back and listen to anytime. And Ray Cash and Outsider Carl, they already have a couple episodes in the can of the Total Package series. So I just wanted to bring that full circle to that. We're going to try and keep that spot on Chairshot Radio Network for kind of special things like that, some mini series. So who knows? The next one might be on entertainment. The next one might be on video games. The next one might be back to sports. I think it all really came back to and started last year in June when Platt came to me and he said, hey, this Jordan documentary looks fucking awesome. And Platt and I, you know, we do a lot of shit together. We talk all the time and we're both big basketball guys and we both had the time to do it at the time. And we did The Last Dance. We did a special mini series on that. So I'm really liking the expansion of Chairshot Radio Network, everybody that's listening, and kudos to everybody that's involved in the chairshot.com as well. So, oh, yeah, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. There you go, AJ. I got all that shit out of the way for you.
Yeah, thank you, because I would not remember all of that. No, I'm kidding. But, hey, hopefully this show doesn't go too far off the rails.
Oh, hopefully it does. That's usually when they get better. And now, since I'm not a hosting, who knows what the fuck's going to happen?
I know. So that's the scary part. So, I mean, as always, the tried and true thing, we're going to have trivia. We're going to have a last call that, who knows, maybe we don't know. Maybe we do know what it is. We're going to be talking about title versus title, Swan and Omega, and a little bit about WWE taking out the trash.
Ooh, I like it.
So, Tony, I'm going to steal a little thing from you, and DPP, ring the bell. So, yeah, apparently WWE, as we all know, they had their little tax evasion day, also known as getting rid of every single person. Not every single person, but they cut a few people, and usually Vince likes to keep ties with everyone, but apparently Mickie James got something very special in her mailbox this week, where it's a trash bag with Mickie on it in tape, and apparently it was a big name that in the executive side of things that actually came up with that idea. I believe it was the senior executive president. I could be wrong on that.
Carano.
Yeah, Mark Carano. So how do you feel about that? I mean, Mickie James literally going to be, she's basically a legend in the WWE, and then this is how she gets her thank you?
It puts a new spin on Jericho's one of favorite phrases of trash bag ho.
Oh, hell yeah. That's fucking hilarious, DP. I bet you got, you know, oh, I wish you had it. You don't have the sound, do you?
No, I literally just thought of it too. And I was like, shit, I wish I had the sound. But that's, yeah, I thought that was hilarious. You know, I just, it's so funny that this is the way they treat people. You know, I've heard there was more than one. You know, it was all women that kind of got this. I don't know if this has happened before. Obviously, this is the first time we've ever seen it, you know, put out on social media somewhere. So, you know, we're just learning of it now. I also think it's hilarious that, from what I understand, the reason she got fired was because she was too old. When we just saw, you know, 40-year-old Edge, 40-plus-year-old Edge, and we've seen how many Taker Triple H matches and Shawn Michaels and everybody else and Oldberg coming back, and you're going to give me that shit? Like, oh, she's too old. She's better than 90% of the female wrestlers out there right now, you know, on the main roster. So don't give me that shit. It's just the fact that you open up a box and there's your trash bag full of your stuff. Here, I got your stuff. It's like, you know, breaking up with a girl after, you know, whatever long amount of time, and it's a bad breakup.
Filthy.
Yeah.
I used to call you dirty and disgusting. I used to call you a trash bag. But you know what, Stephanie?
There you go.
Nice.
The best I could do.
That's right. It's on the fly.
Perfect.
That's how we do it.
I mean, Tony, how would you feel if, you know, Greg just randomly goes, thank you for all your podcasting stuff, and just has all the trash that you had just put onto your doorstep there? I mean, it's almost like same, right?
First of all, I won't answer that question.
Because, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Let me talk about Mickey James. great avoidance, hey? I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry about it. So what? You want to know what her thank you was? When the check fucking cleared her bank account every motherfucking month. That's what you're owed. She don't bring in any money. That's why all these people are gone. They all have paychecks waiting for them somewhere else. So you know what? They could have just thrown it in the fucking box and no moisture protection from the garbage bag. Yeah, I'm being a little insensitive here, but who cares? I don't really give a shit. I tweeted out today as we record on Friday. I said, with everything going on in the world, .. hashtag garbage bag, rolling eyes emoji. Who cares? I could give a fuck. I bet you dollars to donuts, Mickie James' house and her bank account is better than 99% of the people in the fucking WWE universe. So she got her shit that was in a drawer at WWE sent back to her in a box. Big fucking deal. Get over it. We're a little too sensitive as a society as a whole. I'm not talking about the big things that are going on in the world, the great change that hopefully will continue to happen. But I'm talking about the little things. Get a little bit of thicker skin when it comes to this kind of shit. Don't let it bother you. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, I really can't fight that at all. I mean, yeah, it's kind of a little childish, not going to lie, where it's, you know, wow, this is how they treated me and sending everything in a trash bag. But again, the only reason why that it's really big is because of, well, the person, Mickie James. I mean, 6-time world champion in WWE and everything, so she's basically a legend. She could help, like Dan said, there's older people that have done a lot of things.
I think the bigger miscarriage of justice is a 13-time world champion not being on fucking WrestleMania. Let's talk about that instead. Like, you want to get mad about something as opposed to the WWE. Mickie James is going to be just fine. And so is Charlotte Flair. But I mean, come on. Really? I know we're talking about it. I know it's a story. I'm not disagreeing that it isn't a douchebag move, but it's not the worst fucking thing that ever happened in the world. And by the way, as we podcast, DPP, he's getting up, grabbing another drink. I just want to give a little commentary. Wearing his A Winner Is You t-shirt. Great fucking t-shirt. Chairshot.com. Always use your head. ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. I'm liking this. I can just throw plugs in whenever I want. I have no responsibilities. I'm going to go get another beer. I'm just going to tell you right now I'm going to get another beer. Go ahead. It's your show.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, the hell. Not like I was going to tell you what to do anyway. But no, I mean, so with all of this being said, I'm pretty sure we all know where Mickie James is going to go after this departure. She's going to go to NWA. That's where her boo is. That's where Nick Aldis, the real world champion, is. So, do you disagree, DP? Do you think that maybe she might go somewhere else, or, you know, who really cares?
I think at this
point, she's gonna go fly a kite in the wind.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, at this point in her career, yeah, I think that probably be more of a thing. You know, she's Mike and Maria Kanellis or Bennett, whatever we want to call them, or follow each other around everywhere too. So, you know, why not? I think that's a good place for her too. So, I most likely I'd see that happening. You know, like you know, kind of said she doesn't necessarily need the paycheck, you know, so much, but she's going to land on her feet and make some money somewhere. So that would be a great place to be.
Sonny, do you think the same? She's probably going to go to the NWA, help the women's division a little bit since Aldis is there?
Why not? I mean, it's not like she can't work. It's not like she can't, you know, put people over. She'll do well for someone other than WWE, just like the other nine people on the list, excluding Samoa Joe. And we all think that Joe's gone because they didn't want him to wrestle anymore. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. And I don't, like, agree with the people that are like, oh, WWE just had their biggest year and they still had to get rid of all these people. Well, companies don't survive and thrive by just paying people for nothing. I mean, WWE hasn't had a bloated roster in years. I mean, that's a fact. They keep it trim because they don't necessarily exploit all the divisions at once. So that's just kind of how it's going over there right now.
And they do it every year. I mean, you got to let people go. You got a ton of people. And yeah, if you're not doing anything with them creatively and they're just sitting on the shelf or whatever, there's no sense in holding on to that people and paying them for to do nothing. Give them the opportunity to thrive somewhere else, at least, you know.
It's just like you could almost consider it Major League Baseball, right? You gotta make room for the people coming up from the minors or in from the draft, i.e., you know, NXT free agents. And at some point in your career, you might get sent down or you might get let go and you go play in Japan or Korea or in the Caribbean, right? Which means you go to New Japan or Impact and things of that nature. So I think the bottom line is there's paychecks waiting elsewhere. And I'm pretty sure Mickey James' shit was dry because it was in a garbage bag.
Yeah. And, you know,
at least it was happy.
All that sucks.
As Tony awesome.
Points to himself, just to make sure all of our stuff isn't in a garbage bag, we do need to sponsor some things of ours, so let's hear it.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, so going from one major company with WWE with their trash, well, next one's not so much trash. It's the news that's been going around and finally going to culminate this Sunday at Rebellion. It's Rich Swann and Kenny Omega, title versus title. I'll kick it off to Tunney this time because I know usually he's usually the guy that doesn't like Impact. He said it on multiple occasions, but he'll still watch it here and there. He'll keep an ear out. So how do you feel Omega versus Swan, or if there's any other matches that you actually like on Rebellion that, you know, think you can steal a show other than them?
There's a decent card there. I know we ran it down on Pod is War. I'm not necessarily remembering all of it at the moment, but the big thing is Kenny Omega collecting belts here? Is Rich Swann going to hang on to this? And you know, I think the smart thing to do would be have Rich Swann win, right? Because you're going to get more viewership, I believe, on AEW on Wednesday and Impact on Thursday. Just because it's a surprise. Like, Omega can win it back and then keep him for as long as he needs to go collect some other belts if they want to do that, if they want to work with NWA again and or even MLW. You know, the nice thing, we'll get to that, is they're on a level playing field now too as well. If you just give it to Omega right away, I guess you satisfy your AEW fans. I'm not going to use derogatory adjectives, but I don't know, all likelihood, if I had to bet, I would bet that someone makes this a dirty finish and neither belt exchanges hands.
That was going to be my point. I obviously don't really watch Impact, and I do pay attention to AEW, but I could be completely off on this, and I know from what I'm reading here that, you know, Scott D'Amore is vowing that there will be a finish that will see one man leave with both titles, but do we really think someone's going to hold both belts, is going to win this match clean and be dual champion? Do you really think that's going to happen? I think someone maybe will leave with both belts, like Kenny Omega will steal the belt and run away with it, but it ain't going to be because he won the match. I highly believe this will be some kind of dirty, dirty finish that will end in some kind of disqualification of some sorts and no contest or something, and Kenny Omega will leave with both belts, but he won't be a dual champion.
AJ, you've been doing a lot of the coverage for Impact as well, along with your brother. Is Moose in any storylines right now? Do we see that he could maybe turns on Impact and helps Omega and joins the Elite or something? I mean, AEW can pretty much dictate how they want this to go with Impact. I mean, isn't that basically what we've been seeing all along?
I mean, basically, I mean, you have the Good Brothers coming in to help Omega. Now you got the Young Bucks helping Omega too, basically reuniting the Bullet Club. And I use quotations on that because they can't say that they're the Bullet Club. But it's funny you actually mentioned Moose, because Moose actually came back this last Impact. And he basically told Rich Swann, like, hey, you better win this for all of Impact, or there's going to be hell to pay by my hand. Aww. And Rich just kind of got that vote of confidence, and he's just like, I plan on winning the AEW championship, but I've already beaten you before, so I'm not worried if that does come to happen.
Oh, so, that is, you know, happening. Rich, that is happening then. Moose, PC called it. Moose is going to totally turn.
God, I hope not. That's just my thing. I'm not saying Omega's bad. He draws ratings. He's a great talent. He really is. But the person that's carrying this entire thing, in my opinion, is Don Callis, where Don Callis is making sure, like, everything is to a T, everything works. He's making the promos amazing. I know, if you want to go check it out, Pod is War. Shalom, I believe, is the name of the episode.
For this. Say it right.
Shalom? Shalom?
No, the title has a question mark on it, asshole.
At least Pod, you know,
is War. Pod is War. Shalom? Shalom?
Shalom? But yeah.
Yeah, you have to wait for the whole episode to figure out why.
Yeah. You do. It's kind of funny.
One of my cruel jokes.
But, yeah, Moose came back, and again, Callis is carrying everything. He's making everything an old school promo where it's, Rich, I had faith in you. I was happy that you came back. I was happy that you won the Impact World title. But I moved on from you because Kenny is better. And then Kenny, I'll take from Andrew a little bit from that, from Pod. Kenny's basically the little brother that asked the big brother to do homework for him. I know, I've done it millions of times when I was in school. That's probably why he actually used the example of, it's like having a kindergartner helping you with, like, your college work or whatever the fuck he said. But that's basically it, where it's just like, can you do this math problem for me? Yeah, sure. 5 + 5 = 10. Here you go. Like, that's basically what it is, because Omega doesn't add anything to it other than his name. Because if you say Kenny Omega, everyone knows who Kenny Omega is. If you say Rich Swann, you might know him from 205 Live being the Cruiserweight Champion, but that's about it. Yeah, as everyone nods their heads in agreement. So, mm-hmm. don't even that's, wave me off. You know it's true.
Greatest tag team never inside joke.
Uh-huh.
I'll literally mark the time on your clock right now, and I'll tell you what we were doing after the show.
But anyway, so unless it's a screwy finish, because there's going to be a AEW referee and an Impact referee there, There's going to be a bunch of other fun little shenanigans. Without saying that there's going to be a goofy finish, who do we think is actually going to win this?
Oh, I think it's going to be Kenny Omega. If it's anybody, it's Kenny Omega. They're obvious. They've been building him. This whole, you know, faction and everything has been built around him. I could see something like Don Callis making the pinfall, you know, making the three count or something, so it's not a legal, you know, finish or something. But I'd say if it's going to be clean, if there actually is going to be a winner, I'm going with Kenny Omega.
I think the winner is going to be Rich Swann.
All right, and I have to break the tie here, and sadly, I'm going to agree with Dan. I think it's going to be Kenny Omega here. As much as I love Impact right now and everything going for it, it's pointing to Omega because he has the name value. Well, that being said, I think I hear another sponsor coming in the horizon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And speaking of wrestling companies that's using their head, MLW actually now has their own networking site to go off of. They're actually branching with more of things for wrestling on Vice. As we all know, Vice usually does the Dark Side of the Ring videos, which actually I believe is supposed to come out next couple of weeks. May 6th, I believe, is their first episode for Season 3. So apparently, MLW, I don't know if it's going to be still called Fusion or not, is going to take a little bit of that wrestling pie that Vice is delivering and going to be airing some episodes and moving forward some tapings too. So how do we feel about MLW? I know that it's kind of the lower company that we usually see on YouTube, and I know Chris Platt's not here, but Platt also really loves MLW from the beginning. So how do we feel having another kind of source to watch wrestling that isn't just AEW, WWE, and maybe ROH if you catch it on like whatever the fuck channel it's on?
I got ROH like 3 times a weekend. So, and one of those times is twice on Sunday, I think. So that, look at 7 days a week and twice on Sunday, right? There's a saying for you. But I believe I heard May 1st, and kudos to Court Bauer for getting this contract and Vice TV doubling down on their wrestling. Why not? The Dark Side of the Ring has done wonders for their brand and for their station and everything else. MLW is one of those companies that they got some really good talent, and they're pretty smart at booking them, honestly. If you take a look at how everybody else works all around, if they pick up that Saturday slot, and you're lucky enough to have like a local affiliate, because that's just it's basically ROH is syndicated in each market, and whoever get, you know, wherever you can get it, wherever you can get it. So go ahead and set your DVRs and whatever you got to do. You basically have 7 days a week of wrestling, which is the biggest wrestling companies in America. You get Raw on Monday. You get NXT on Tuesday. You can keep ringing the bell up for every day of the week. This will be fun. And your arm might get tired. There's Tuesday. Okay. Wednesday, you get AEW Dynamite. Thursday, you get Impact Wrestling. Friday, you get SmackDown. Saturday, you get MLW. He's getting tired. He's wearing out. And so if you're lucky enough, like DP and Tony, on Sundays, you okay? Do you need a drink of water? Should we call a timeout? A 30? You're good to go? Twice on Sundays, you get ROH. Ring it twice. Yay! You made it through the whole damn thing. No, cheers to Court Bauer and MLW and to all their talent, to getting a, you know, a bigger platform to show what they can do.
Yeah. Dan, how do you feel about it? I mean, I know you're probably not big on MLW, so you might catch it a little bit here and there, depending on the time slot. So you slightly interested here, or what do you think?
I won't say it in interest, but I'll say that's awesome. And I'll say it's awesome for wrestling, and it's awesome for wrestling fans. Another outlet is always, I can't see why it would be a bad thing. It's always a good thing to have another option to go watch wrestling, for the wrestlers to go wrestle and to be on television or be on somewhere that you can see them, you know, on a regular basis, to get their faces and names out there and show off their talent, because there is a ridiculous amount of talent. I know we've been talking about it for years of, you know, the indie stars and all these different people that are out there that are just phenomenal to go watch. And they now have another place to go to do that and to show off their talents, which is fantastic and is always, always a good thing. And I think it's a big win for Vice, because like I said, you know, the Dark Side of the Ring thing has been really great. And to add to their, you know, collection of another, you know, an actual wrestling company that they can do, you know, put on regular shows is fantastic.
I mean, I couldn't say it better myself. And after all, MLW does bring a lot of good wrestlers that we've seen over the years. That, or they might even bring some returning legends. I know one of the last few times that I've watched it, they had like Savio Vega come in, freaking L.A. Park, good old La Parca, as we know him. He's one half of the tag team champions over at MLW right now, along with his son. You've got Leo Rush in there as the light heavyweight champion. And like I said, we got so many different wrestlers that are really good right now in MLW. Yeah, what's up, Tony?
Is L.A. Knight like his bastard son? Like Jon Snow?
God, LA Knight? No.
No, that doesn't work like that. All right. I don't know. Hey, I've been watching Game of Thrones. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin anything. Hey, how about, speaking of like documentary shit, we can mention it. I know it's been mentioned on another podcast, but shit, this is the podcast. This is DWI podcast, bitches. Annie has their biography series, right? You got you just had Austin. You got Piper coming up. I know Savage Booker T. Ultimate Warrior, there's eight of them all together. So, and then my thing though after that show is WWE's Most Wanted Treasures. I don't know if you guys seen that, but go back and check it out, or record the next one. And they're kind of putting together like a museum and or maybe a Hall of Fame kind of thing you can walk through, and getting all their artifacts together, and then going out and getting some artifacts that they don't have, by like, they just had Mick Foley on and he went out to a couple collectors, did some trades with them, got one of the two original Mankind shirts, Cactus Jack flannel, an original Socko. So kudos to WWE for actually hiring an archivist and getting that shit together. I would love to either see something that travels to all the major cities, or just let's have a Hall of Fame and even have it down in Florida. So year round, you can go down there in warm weather. And I mean, especially the thing too, I brought up, my idea would be, if it's in Florida and it's by NXT, you can actually a couple times a week have these lower level talents that just came into NXT that aren't on TV and don't get any exposure. They can wrestle a match or two. Like, hey, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you come to the WWE Hall of Fame at noon and 3:00. There's two matches at each time. Like, cool. Awesome. like these people are already fans, like, and here's something for the talent to do. I mean, I know Vince is listening. This is probably going to happen. It sucks that I don't get paid for all these great ideas. I hope everybody enjoys what I've been thinking of for the last 6 years.
Yeah, usually Vince does have that bug all over the place. But yeah, A&E does have their own little documentaries that they're doing. Piper's next, like you said. I see, when I heard over in the distance for Pod is War, when all of that happened, where to locate it. Yeah. In the distance. But anyway.
In the distance.
For location, I'm not opposed to Florida, and I actually like the idea that you have there, Tunney, where, you know, you have, you know, it doesn't even have to be the NXT people. It can be people from the performance center. So, you know, if you're over in Florida, you can actually go out and say, like, all right, on Tuesday or, like, Thursday prior, we can do, like, a show or something to show the next of the NXT or something like that. And you can have Triple H say something. Or, hell, even, like, the first time that we have this little archive thing for that WWE's doing, we can go ahead and just say, yeah, Triple H is going to make a guest appearance to announce it and everything, and we're going to have some people in the Performance Center show their craft so you can see them before they even come out on the NXT on WWE television. So I definitely like that idea. I know the good old scientist and architect, I know, you know, you might enjoy a little bit of this stuff going on here, especially the archive stuff. So how do you feel about this, Dan?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that'd be awesome to definitely have like a physical location for that kind of stuff. I mean, if you make it more legitimate, like you got it for all the other sports, you know, there should be something, because I think that's a great idea you guys are laying out, and to be able to walk through. Yeah, PC, it's a good.
Well, have a fucking ring there, like you can get in, like forget all the other shit that you're gonna see. Like, oh, hey, guess what? You can, in this ring, we've put all these mats down, and you signed this little waiver, and we took your temperature, and we looked at you, and you look like you're okay. Like, I'm dropping fucking elbows, baby. What's up?
That's your problem. That's the problem right there.
That's not going to fly. Right,
well, you know what? Then fine.
Do it.
Fulfilling my own things, and maybe for everybody else that I want to put the Vegas chair shot trip together, and maybe I'll get a hold of my good buddy. We can head down somewhere, and I'll...
If you want, yeah,
mess around.
I'll say, if you want to do that,
he's been there.
If you want to do that, you contact Snake Pit Pro Wrestling, and you sign up for their fantasy, thing, and go to fantasy wrestling camp and go do that, because that sounds awesome, and I totally want to do that, because that's what we're talking about. Is that's down there, right in Vegas. I've been there. It's awesome looking. You know, D'Lo Brown was fantastic enough to, you know, talk to me for a little bit. And, you know, let me see the facility. So that was kind of cool. And if we can go down there and do that kind of shit on our next Vegas trip, fuck yeah, I'm in, baby. I want to drop some elbows on your ass.
Fuck you.
Oh, and this
is... This is why we're the greatest tag team never.
And this is the perfect... Yeah, that's right. This is the perfect...
Oh, God, and I already know who their opponents are going to be if we do this. And I'm just saying, Andrew's going to help that.
The Balls Brothers.
Okay, it's taking over to the balls.
Salt water all the time. Oh God!
Beat some O'Dowd and DeMarco ass too down there.
That's right.
If Unger and Platt want a piece, fucking here we go, baby.
That's a short drive for both of them, baby. Bring it on. We'll run a tag team turmoil, and we'll take them all.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
And
then out of nowhere, here comes the Outsider's Edge. All three of them just kick everybody's ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Who would have thought?
Just because the hosting duties changed doesn't mean some things aren't tried and true. Tunney still having to get beer. Must be phenomenal funky facts time.
Oh, man.
And this time we actually have some pretty decent questions. Tunney will probably hopefully answer one of the questions correctly.
I hope not.
Well, assuming that his brain isn't too fried.
Oh, is it about eggs?
Four.
I didn't say that you were going first, honey.
Oh.
What's that? I just got back.
Yeah, I know.
What happened to the eggs? There was eggs involved? I had eggs this morning. What did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
I had a nice little omelet I had eggs. Yeah. I had omelet with some pork roll on it.
Did someone make that for you?
Yeah, we went to a local diner.
Oh, it's
really good. Had myself an Irish coffee, which it's always so good.
Nothing wrong with that. No, I had eggs and potatoes and sausage this morning as well. Did you eat breakfast, TP? You're not a breakfast guy, are you?
I am not. I did not have any. This, honestly, was the first thing I had today.
It was right a beer. There.
It was a Capital Wisconsin Amber beer. So there you go.
He had a little bit of a liquid diet there.
And if I'm lucky, this will be the last thing I have today, too. But not the same one.
I was going to say. Like,
if you somehow milk that for the entire day, I'll be surprised, especially with trivia.
The last swig would be horrible.
We're already down to the last swig, so.
All right, so since you're down to the last swig, I'll make this quick. Dan, door number one, door number two, or door number three as you play with your kitty.
Yeah, I'll take, I'm always a big fan of the deuce, so take a deuce. Joke never gets old.
And speaking of deuces, this is a two-parter.
The drizzling shits. Literally. What?
It's a two-part question, so you can get 2 points on this one.
Ooh.
Who has the most matches on Monday Night Raw, and how many?
Holy shit.
Wow.
Who and how many?
I need a double sound of Jeopardy here for this one.
I'll be nice with the number and actually say whoever's the closest.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll take another round of music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll allow another round of music. Oh, Lord. I didn't think it was going to be that difficult of a question.
Really?
Going to be so courteous with the thrice, so let's see those answers.
I got no chance.
I have no idea.
So hard, 65.
Tunney says Orton with 765. Dan says James?
Mickey James. I'm going to guess Mickey James because we've been talking about Mickey James.
No.
I don't know. I thought maybe it was relevant.
Your number again, Tony?
Why? Who cares?
700 and what?
Because you might be the closest.
754,812.
Okay, it wasn't.
I know the math. Go ahead. I'll tell you who's closer. Who is it? Is it Kane? Is it Triple H?
It is the Big Red Machine for the Big Red brand.
That sucks. Yeah. That was the first one I thought of, too.
Yeah, I was between Hunter, Kane, and Orton. I had it narrowed down to three, and I bet you they're all in the top. At least top 10, but yeah, how many matches of Kane? I'm saying what? I don't know. If I'm way over and DP's way under, it's probably close to where maybe 447.
I was going to say 300 if that was the case, but
436 matches.
Wow.
I'm closer.
Nice.
No? Yeah.
You're closer.
I'm closer.
Yeah, you're closer. Yeah.
Point me, bitches. Woo!
So yeah, Tunney does get a point. So
Now I asked for door number four, but one and three are left. Can we add them? No, okay. I'll just take door number one.
All right, door number one it is. And it's ironically the question that I pray to God you actually get correct.
Oh boy. Because
you were there when it happened. What was my first nickname for Chair Shot.
Oh, that's not fair.
And I'm going to give the shout out.
I gave that to you.
No,
I will pull the tape if I have to.
That wasn't an... Okay, what you're thinking, what I actually have on Skype right now, is not the nickname.
All right, let me give you that nickname that
you have on Skype right now.
I'm going to give the shout-out still to Christopher Platt because he still says it to this...
Christopher Platt can... Yeah, he can kiss my ass.
Because he still says it to this day.
Screw you, Christopher Platt.
So... Tony, I hope to God you actually get it correct.
I know it. I gave it to you. I know what it is. Okay? And I love you, Chris. Okay? Settle down.
All right. Let's see it then, Tony, because I think Dan gave up. It is Bob.
Brother of Balls. I named you that. BTW. And that's by the way. And DPP is LOLing. That's laugh out loud.
It was Brother of Balls. I don't remember who was tossing around baby balls, but that just... I don't remember off the top of my head. It was one of you two or vice versa. I don't know or care. Tony, I'll let you say door number 3 or door number 3 so you can get door number 4. Okay, number 3.
Trace, por favor.
And it's funny that you say something about the number 4 from before, because we're going to be talking about the Four Horsemen, because... Ironically, the Horsemen didn't just have 4 members. How many members were there under the Horsemen banner?
Like, throughout time, all together, ever?
All together, that all were the named the Horsemen.
All the different, all the different people that were Horsemen?
All the different people who were somehow named the Four Horsemen, even though it's more than 4.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Might need more than 30 seconds just to think of all.
It's just a number. Not all the people, just throw it.
I know, but counting them.
More than 4, less than 1 million.
True story.
Please, for the love of God, don't put that as your answer. You're getting deducted.
I can't afford that. As long as I give a regular answer, I win.
Right.
All right, let's...
Well, this is the number I counted in my head, so I did them 1 slash at a time.
All right, Dan says 10.
I think we might tie here because I think I might have should have added one.
Oh shit!
Tony says 8. Tony,
nine, isn't it?
Why are you saying tied? Because like I said, you got the point for being closest, and you got Bob right, so you have 2.
Tied on this question. We might be no point. I think it's 9. Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it 8? It's at least 8.
It's at least
8. It's actually
16?
16?
16.
Are you counting the ones in AEW?
Why would you bring that up and devalue the value of the devalue the value of the horse?
Devalue the value of the horse. Not my
horse. Total BS!
Why are you shouting it's total BS? You still won!
Woohoo!
Let's go.
What do you mean? I'll tell you what wait, that's PC's line. Ah, fuck it. This show's all over the place. I'm calling last call today, what? Brothers.
I'm on a staycation.
Tunny's not hosting. Tunny doesn't get to say last call. Wow.
This is just all over the place. And this was a on the fly Omaha, because we all audibled our last call as well. So look at that. Tying it all together, brother. That's what we do.
Hey.
All
good
right.
Good job, there,
yourself.
So, give me my Barry Horowitz. NXT. Now on Tuesdays. So now we get, as we said, wrestling every day of the week. initially AEW started on Wednesdays and was going head to head with NXT. Last year, we saw NXT make a change themselves where we didn't see them on Survivor Series anymore. WWE was starting to bring them up into Survivor Series to almost make them feel like, in a sense, an equal brand for the most part, because they won Survivor Series on top of that, too. I should say the year before, right? A year ago, they were on Survivor Series.
Two Survivors ago.
Last year, we didn't see that happen anymore, and a lot of it, we believe, would be because they were going head-to-head to AEW. Maybe they didn't want NXT to look like an equal brand to Raw and SmackDown because NXT was going head-to-head with AEW. Well, that's not happening anymore. NXT and AEW are on different days. Could this mean, or could this lead to NXT once again being involved in more of these mainstream pay-per-views and being on Survivor Series again to show that they could potentially be, in a sense, an equal brand one more time to Raw and SmackDown? I'll give this over to Mr. AJ Belaz, who is our host for today, to give me his thoughts on what he thinks maybe could be leading towards what could be happening with these brands now.
I mean, it's not a bad idea now that NXT doesn't have to solely focus on fighting AEW here. I think they should try to give another three-way Survivor Series match. I think the rumor mill actually has it where the NXT women's title might get defended, or even the NXT title might get defended at Survivor Series this year. So I say, why not have NXT come back as a 5v5v5 for Survivor Series? And who knows, maybe they might win, maybe not. Ciampa and Gargano like to think that they're the heart and soul of NXT. They don't want to get moved up, as we all like to say, to the main roster. But I'm not opposed to having NXT coming back up and fighting the big boys, as they say.
Very much opposed. Not a fan. Not a main roster. It's NXT. In addition, what they should do is, I know they have like the WWE draft or superstar shakeup or whatever the fuck you want to call it in the fall now. So why don't we put that in October, and after WrestleMania have an NXT draft? That makes a lot more fucking sense, doesn't it? Instead of wondering if, you know, we're doing the mix-up and people are getting drafted and everybody's up for grabs and remixing the rosters up, why not you double utilize it? You have it on both sides of your calendar now. End of April, and you're running with momentum from the NFL draft coming up as well. Like, hey, it's WWE, it's the NXT draft, where, you know, then you can actually have matches that lead up to this, or maybe even a pay-per-view, right? Like, now it's more important to get the first pick, because you're not picking just from the talent that's already out at the main roster, right? Like, who cares if SmackDown or Raw picks first on the talent shakeup, right? There's so many people, the top is so loaded. But if you're fighting brand versus brand to have an NXT draft, oh, brother. Hey, there's only so many big stars down there that are coming out this year, right? Like, you can have whatever amount of rounds for the guys and the girls are together, and you got to have to pick this many guys and this many girls or a tag team. But that just makes more sense to me. That just plays into more of what's happening during that part of the sporting and entertainment season.
I thought it was cool when they first, you know, had the idea of making them somewhat of an equal brand, and then they went away from it. And I think that's the better move. I think it's, I would agree with you, PC. I think leave NXT as your minor leagues, in a sense. You know, you have your SmackDown and Raw as your main roster. I love the idea of the draft. I think that's beautiful. I think if you want to make it more like the rest of the sports world, you have that draft. You can have guys and girls declare that, hey, I'm ready to move up. I'm going up to the main roster, that kind of stuff. Have Survivor Series mean something. Have the Survivor Series match mean I get the first pick in the draft when it comes around in April or right after WrestleMania, you know, whenever you want to do it. and have that draft for NXT. I think that's beautiful. I think that's the way they should do it. And, you know, move forward with that. And then, yeah, if you want to have, I don't like the idea of the regular draft between, you know, putting everybody out there and they move guys around, because like we saw in the last draft, you looked at the image from, what was it, 5 years before that, and it was the same exact guys between Raw and SmackDown. They just moved the colors. You know, it's like, this is stupid. Why do that? I like the idea of you sign a guy to a contract, let's say, on the main roster, quote, that you got him for X amount of time, and then they become a free agent, and they can go to Raw or SmackDown, you know, or re-sign them or whatever. And then that leaves a little more curiosity for the main roster guys that are already there to go, you know, whoa, maybe, you know, they might move brands or something like that. They may move over. You may see them on Raw the next day. That'd be pretty cool. And yet leave the regular draft to NXT, because like you said, you know, you got your main guys, but then like, oh, it makes it important. Like, hey, there's this guy that's really awesome down there. Like, you'll just use Karrion Kross as an example, right? I want that guy on Raw or SmackDown. You're going to fight. I know he's the champ right now. That's why
he said as an example
that, hey, I want, this is the number one prospect coming out. I got to win Survivor Series so that I can get him if he declares, you know, to move up to the main roster in April. That'd be my call.
Yeah. It's just a very interesting deal what they could do here. I don't know. The move is not, I mean, it just works better for them, I would imagine, production wise. Why would you put a day in between each day you're doing things? So, and why fight the fight against AEW? Let everybody benefit. We've already seen Jericho has been on Broken Skull. Like, so let's stop the competition. Let's stop the IWC bullshit. And let's just all get along and watch some fucking wrestling, right?
I could not have said it better myself. And Vince, by the way, if you're listening, we are the DWI podcast on thechairshot.com.
Yeah, he knows who I are.
We better get some royalty checks for this idea, because yeah, that was a luck, grade A, a grade S idea right there. Check out that, of the scientist.
Check that front door for your garbage bag full of money.
Yeah, I know.
I'll take it. You didn't even have to put her in a garbage bag.
Vince still owes Andrew and I for Shane when he came back against Taker. But
you can unburden excellence from a Tunny today. You're welcome.
Yeah, I know, right? Tunny, how do you feel not being the host today?
I'm fine.
It's the just sweet fine. One.
It's funny you ask me stuff like that, because, you know, the two things I've done a lot is play baseball, golf too, but not at the supremely successful level I'd like to. I'd also like to achieve even more success and put even more earballs onto our product, the Chairshot Radio Network, to continue to strive there. But it's like you get to a point where it's just another game. Not that it is an important one, but preparation wise and mentally, you're ready to go. You know what's going on.
Yeah. So speaking of what's going on, and since you were already speaking, Tony, what's going on with you? Where can they find you all over the social media interwebs?
You can find me at PC Tony. You can also grab yourself a lovely t-shirt over at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick one up for yourself. It makes a great present as well. I guarantee it. I'm just happy everybody listened to Chairshot Radio Network. Y'all know where you can find me. I'm all over the place, just making shit happen, talking with all my brothers here, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com. Bunch of great writers, bunch of great podcasters, bunch of great people.
And since Tony was speaking about some gaming there, I know not necessarily the same type of gaming, but DP, where can they find you? And also that lovely Winner Is You shirt that we were discussing earlier.
Well, you can find the Winner Is You shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, where you may also soon see another A Winner Is You t-shirt, as we have been in this Animal Crossing craze, and we have a great idea for an Animal Crossing A Winner Is You t-shirt, so we're gonna work on that one and get that one out there as well. And if you want to follow Winner Is You...
Don't talk to me about that. You know who to go to.
Goddamn right. There he is. He's got his Switch. He's got his Animal Crossing. We are best friends now. On our Switches, just so you know, PC. Are. So I know you want to feel
whatever. Fuck
that.
You, Dave's my best friend. Twitter, man.
Dave's best friend of the show, goddammit.
You can find that show on Twitter and on Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You, where we always use our head and we never forget that the cake is a lie. And you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs, and it's me, DPP, and Saturday mornings on Chair Shot Radio for Talking Smack, where we talk just random stuff. If you're listening to this one and you haven't listened this morning, go check it out, where we talk breakfast cereals with Adam, Judy, and Drew.
Who's
favorite breakfast?
All right, so you are, yeah, we won't give yours away, but before AJ closes the show here, what's your favorite breakfast cereal, AJ?
I gotta go with a classic. I gotta go with Honey Nut Cheerios. I love it so much. I don't know why.
I have a tie. Not Cocoa Krispies, Cocoa Pebbles. If I asked you to go to the store and pick me up some Cocoa Pebbles and you come back with Cocoa Krispies, it's basically like you grab cornflakes. You can go fuck yourself, okay? That, and you're not... This is a true story.
No,
that, but... and because the milk's better. It's more cocoa in the Pebbles than in the Krispies. Think about it. Pebbles hold more cocoa than Krispies. Fact. But on the other side of the spectrum, do love me some Cracklin' Oat Bran. That shit is the fucking bomb.
That's funny you say that. So when you go listen to that and see how much I made fun of Cracklin' Oat Bran,
yourself, Dave. It's, I know it might have been kayfabe before, but we're really true best friends now. DP is an asshole.
Lord. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. You can find me on thechairshot.com reviewing pretty much all the WWE pay-per-views, along with Impact, since Andrew's technically on a sabbatical right now, and by that I mean work is actually interfering with him actually reviewing Impact. So, hey, when in doubt, AJ's out. So with that being said, you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DDW.
It's funny, I don't know how you do that.
You have to raise a beer or a glass, gentlemen. AJ, great job.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.